KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. In Congress yesterday evening, a massive spending package emerged after weeks of intense negotiations among lawmakers. It contains good news for Alaskans. Senator Lisa Murkowski, top Republican on the Subcommittee for Interior Department Spending, has announced that she's secured $66 million to staff the state's six new tribally operated health care facilities. Lloyd Miller, an Anchorage attorney who represents Alaska Native Hospital and clinic operators, says it will help the tribal groups who borrowed money to build the facilities and boost the economy as a whole.
Just to give you an example, full staffing for the facility in the Mat-Su Valley will produce 225 positions. That's an enormous impact in the Mat-Su Valley.
The other facilities to get higher medical staff are in Fairbanks, Nome, Barrow, Copper Center, and Kenai. Murkowski says she also secured money in the spending bill to fully fund Native healthcare contract support costs this fiscal year. The federal government has been underpaying these administrative costs for years, which the U.S. Supreme Court has twice ruled is illegal. The Nome Common Council held its regular meeting last night at City Hall. Midway through the meeting, Councilman Stan Anderson reiterated funding priorities discussed informally last week after presentations on NSCDC's Community Benefit Share program. The overwhelming winner in this year's funding, Nome's youth.
The Nome Covenant Checkpoint Youth Center, $12,000. Nome Preschool Association, $5,000. Youth Education Services, $3,200. Nome Wrestling Team, $16,000. Nome Ski and Bathlon, $5,000.
After the numbers were introduced, Councilman Matt Culley proposed an amendment to reopen discussion on a measure that had not been finalized. Kowarik had requested $30,000 for a forklift to aid with recycling and hazmat removal around the region. The council voted not to discuss providing a modified grant, which amounted to a rejection of the full proposal. Shortly afterwards, Councilman Anderson proposed an amendment to use the unassigned NSCDC funds toward reigniting stalled building efforts for a multi-use facility behind the rec center.
I entertain a motion for amendment that we use the $15,729.30 and put it towards the Nome Youth Hockey Association multi-use ring.
The outdoor covered facility received funding as part of last year's Community Benefit Share program, but no proposals were publicly presented this year. The multi-use facility already had more than $92,000 set aside for construction and procurement costs. During a commenting period, Councilman Tom Sparks raised concerns over the council's decision-making process determining funding for the CBS program.
This is my second year on that NSCDC funds, and I really have a problem with how we're doling out the money. I think we should try to work on some sort of process on how we prioritize those responses, or if we should even solicit those type of responses. So kind of more concerned about the processes we use than anything else. So.
Elsewhere in the meeting, there was minor disagreement with how to proceed on the issue of fee waivers. Though the council voted not to approve a waiver for a request involving misinformation on the nature of the event held, others were approved, and the council loosely agreed on the need to reconsider the whole fee waiver process. Utility manager John Handelin informed the council that installers from the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium will be in Nome next week to bring the city's fluoridation system online.
ANTHC will be here the week of the 20th to work with us to complete the fluoride installation.
And City Manager Josie Banky set a special meeting for this Wednesday at noon in City Council chambers to discuss a potential line of credit with Wells Fargo to help finance the Middle Dock project. The city currently has nearly $5 million on hand to finance the $9.4 million project, but is still working to meet eligibility requirements for match-funded grants for a match-funded grant with economic development. And this Thursday, Admiral Thomas Ostebo will be in Nome. He'll be discussing the Coast Guard's operations in Alaska at 9 in the morning in City Council chambers. Newly released figures show more than 3,300 Alaskans signed up for private health insurance during the first 3 months of the online marketplace. The figures released by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and running through December 28 also provide greater detail on who is buying insurance under the federal health care law. The highest percentage of individuals selecting plans fell into the age bracket of 55 to 64 at 29%. However, 27% of individuals signing up were between the ages of 18 and 34. According to the figures, more than 80% of Alaskans who selected plans will be receiving federal financial assistance in paying their premiums. And the group behind an effort to repeal Alaska's oil tax law raised about $34,000 during the last quarter. Vote Yes Repeal the Giveaway ended 2013 with nearly $23,000 on hand. For the campaign so far, the group has raised more than $100,000 according to filings with the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Meanwhile, an opposition group, Vote No on One, has reported raising more than $1.6 million for the campaign so far, almost all of it from the oil and gas industry. And Bristol Bay Forever raised about $101,000 between October 1st and December 31st, almost all of that from Robert Gillum, an opponent of the proposed Pebble Mine. The group is behind a ballot initiative that would require legislative approval for large-scale mining activity in the Bristol Bay region. And Alan Moore successfully defended his Copper Basin 300 title. The Two Rivers musher held off Nicholas Petit on the final leg for his fifth victory, the most in race history. Moore's historic fifth win further cemented his views about the Copper Basin 300 being the best qualifier for the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod. He believes it should be a prerequisite for any 1,000-mile race. Moore's fifth Copper Basin 300 victory is more than any musher in history. Three others have two wins. This is the second separate time he's won consecutive titles. Moore accomplished the feat in 2007 and 2008. Two others won back-to-back titles, Susan Butcher in 1992 and 93, and Mitch Seavey in 1997 and 98. With another win in the books, Moore now shifts his focus on defending another title in 2 weeks, the Yukon Quest. A look at the price of gold today, down $7.50 an ounce to $1,245.90. An ounce of silver at $20.40, down 11 cents. It's unofficially 1 below 0 at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.